Welcome to Bold Talk Radio with your host, Pat Williams. Good evening, everybody. Okay, so we're going to switch it up a little bit. If you've had an opportunity to listen to the podcast series on the friend zone and why you must kill it from parts 1 through 6, our previous segment where we were dealing with the traditional understanding of the friend zone, you will know that we've discussed many aspects of that and where we left off on that and really actually concluded it is the term friend is totally mishandled in the dating scene. If you're single in the single world, it's completely just totally manipulated and mishandled and misappropriated. However, if you guys have listened to the series starting from the very first segment, you'll know that I went over that there's 3 different aspects of the friend zone. And so for the first 1 through 6 series, I dealt with the more traditional understanding of the friend zone, which is where it starts out completely platonic. There's really nothing more to it than that, other than you have this one person who wants to take it out of that platonic realm and take it into a friendship role into a romantic role. Okay, so this part, we're switching it up a little bit differently, because this time I'm going to deal with the friend zone, but we're going to call this part of it the friends with benefits, and how to spot the signs and get out of it. Let me tell you guys, you do not want to be in that realm of the friends with benefits, because it's still a form of the friend zone. And it's funny how a lot of people feel that friends with benefits is not a friend zone situation, but friends with benefits is absolutely a friend zone. Matter of fact, I will almost peradventure to say the friends with benefits is the worst part of the friend zone. It is really the worst part, because here's the deal. When you're comparing the traditional friend zone, where it's strictly platonic, there's nothing sensual, there's nothing sexual going on, in so many ways, there's less baggage to that. The stakes, you know, are not as high, versus if you're in a friends with benefits scenario. Now, I'll be honest with you guys, I have never been in this aspect of the friend zone, and I'm going to keep it all the way 100 and very legitimate on this discussion. I've never been in that type of setting, because I have never wanted to allow myself to be in that type of setting, because I always knew to discern that that is the worst setting. However, I have had friends and you know, close associates who have, you know, talked with me, and I've had conversations with them over the years, who have been in those types of relationships where they've been stuck in a friends with benefits situation. And I can tell you guys, just based on those discussions, you know, with them, and having them kind of lay out some of their problems in that type of relationship, it works exactly the same way as the traditional platonic friend zone scenario. But it works even on a more higher and at an even more dastardly level than where there's no sensuality, there's no sexuality attached to it. And that right there is the key, because we all know what the friends with benefits mean. We know that that's the relationship where these people have made a pact. We went over this in the first segments about they've made a pact. They've made some type of agreement that, hey, they're just going to try to keep it as, quote, just friends, but friends that can get a little booty or can get a little makeout session here and there when, you know, when everyone's feeling a little bawdy and a little randy about things, right? Okay. But here's what I have come to understand in talking with people, and also even on some research and you know, listening to people discuss that aspect of it, is that it's the worst form of the friend zone. Because now that you're dealing with someone on a sensual level, whether, like I said, whether it's just you guys are making out and you guys, and I hate to be, you know, very bold, but that's the name of the show. So we're going to talk on it on a very bold and adult level, where there may be kissing and there may be deep kissing and petting and that sort of stuff. And there's, you know, heavy makeout sessions. Sometimes the friends with benefits is just that. where there's nothing else beyond that. It just goes to that level and then it breaks off. But then there's those friends with benefits where it's going to, I mean, complete sexual intercourse, full on sex and physical intimacy. And so you have that aspect of it. So there's kind of a duality there in the friends with benefits. You've got some where it's just only up to the, you know, we go to first and second and third base and make out sessions, but then we kind of kill it at the, you know, kill it at that point. And then there's the friends with benefits where, hey, it's like hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You know, if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend kind of thing, right? So how do people allow themselves to get into that type of relationship? I personally don't know. But what I have understood is that people who have been in those types of quote unquote friendships, it usually happens because these people have some level of sexual attraction to them. However, for whatever reason, they are not ready to commit or don't see that person as the person they would want to settle down with or commit, or not ready to settle down and commit altogether. So that can even be more outrageous, more heartbreaking if when one of them wants to take it to a level of commitment. So I hope you guys are seeing the pattern. In the traditional understanding of the friend zone, you have where it's purely platonic, you have what I call the platonic one, and then you have the infatuated one. But the infatuated one wants to take it to where it can get romantic, right? Where you can start making out, or, you know, even doing even more than that, God forbid, well, God help you, you know, try to, you know, anyway. But, or, you know, it's working in that way. Now, on this, the second aspect, which a lot of people don't really put together in terms of the friend zone, is what we're talking about tonight, the friends with benefits. Because what's happening in this relationship, so I understand, is that the people are friends, quote unquote, but the benefits are that they get the benefit of some level of romance, some level of sensuality, some level of sexuality, whether that's just a small level or to an even full-on, full-blown level of that. But what they're not willing to do is come into an agreement of having an exclusive, committed relationship or long-term serious relationship. Now, here's what I understand, just, you know, kind of researching and even just drawing off of information that I've had discussions with people who have been in those types of friend zone relationships where there's the sexuality and the sensuality involved. Here's where you still can run into that unrequited love, this kind of unsung, unfulfilled, non-reciprocal kind of thing. Because sometimes, and I hear more times than often, you have one of the people who says, you know what, I want more of this. I don't want to just be a good lay for the night. I don't want to just make out with you up until third base and then we just kind of, you know, cool it and, you know, part ways and, you know, go to a baseball game the next day. This person is saying, you know what, I'm digging on you. So it's the same, it's almost the same principle right then and there. But now it's even at a heightened awareness, because it's a whole other thing when you get to touching and kissing and being intimate with a person. So now this person is saying, hey, I want to go to the next level. So for this segment, what I'm going to refer to this person is, this is the committed one. And the one who says, well, no, I just want to keep it friends with benefit, this is the non-committed one. Right? So we're going to stop it right there. We'll pick it up on the other side. Thank you for listening to Bold Talk and enjoying our series. And hopefully you are enjoying the series on the friend zone. And this segment is the friends with benefits and why you still must kill that. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.